This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, the next British invasion. But first, talk about hitting taxpayers where they live, or at least where they sit. This coming Tuesday, voters in Seattle will consider a ballot initiative that would add a 10-cent tax to the cost of every espresso drink sold in the city. Would that make it an extra tax, skinny grande latte? That's a little like a Bialy tax in New York, or a bead tax in New Orleans, or taxing Chicagoans on their pizza by the inch. It's called Initiative 77, I-77, to Seattle partisans, and it's opposed by the Greater Seattle Chamber of Commerce and a little hometown coffee shop called Starbucks. But it's supported by a variety of local groups, including the Economic Opportunity Institute. John Burbank is the founder and executive director of that organization. He joins us from Seattle. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And you really think this is going to pass?
Absolutely. There is tremendous grassroots support for this initiative, and there's a tremendous need for this initiative. All the funding will go to early learning and care, particularly pre-kindergarten. And right now we have 2,400 kids who are excluded from Head Start because we don't have the funding for Head Start. This funding will go to fund robust pre-kindergarten programs for kids in need in our city.
How much money are you estimating it would raise?
We estimate it will raise a minimum of $7 million a year.
Now, we should stipulate this is not a tax on coffee, right?
No, this is a tax on espresso products. So drip is not taxed. In fact, when we thought about this tax, we thought about a product that was not part of the basic food basket or the basic goods basket, but rather a product which was indeed a discretionary purchase. And if you're willing to step up and pay $3 for a tall double latte with vanilla flavoring, you certainly are willing to pay 10 cents for kids. And in fact, I think that you'll find a lot of espresso drinkers have embraced this tax as well.
Espresso brownies, would they be included?
No. It has to have half an ounce of pulled espresso per drink.
There are all kinds of ways of raising $7 million, but you'd put a tax on espresso in a city that obviously is so well identified with espresso drinks, and you risk people buying fewer of them, and if that begins to happen, some people will lose their jobs, and that will really hurt the city's tax base.
Well, that's sort of a joke. We're talking about a dime, 10 cents, and in fact, our studies show that the consumption of espresso is very inelastic. That is, 10 cents doesn't make a difference in terms of people's consumption of espresso. And in fact, this tax is sort of a well thought out in the sense that there are 8.5 million tourists who spend an overnight in Seattle, and they come to go up to the Space Needle and look at Mount Rainier, but also to drink our espresso coffee. So those 8.5 million tourists will actually generate about $1 million in revenue through this tax every year.
Do you enjoy a nice latte from time to time?
A minimum of two a day, actually.
So you're going to be paying at least 20 cents more a day.
I'm proud to do that.
John Burbank is founder and executive director of the Economic Opportunity Institute in Seattle, Washington, and soon he might be paying 20 cents a day more for his lattes.